Lean In circles are giving women a place to talk about their challenges in the workplace. Those challenges are sounding a lot like problems that are echoing around the entire federal government. The Lean In circles were sanctioned by the Defense Department last fall. Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni sat in on a circle at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
Sitting in on a Lean In circle is subjecting yourself to the brutal truths of the workforce. There's no beating around the bush. It's an honest, open discussion that's meant to air grievances and solve problems with the resources available. During an honest discussion at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the problems women are facing start to sound familiar. That's because those problems are the ones the Defense Department, and to a degree the federal government as a whole, is scrambling to fix. Here's one exchange between Lean In participants this past week. By the way, we won't be using full names to protect the privacy of the individuals.
The culture that kind of, that it seems like here that we have in NGA is kind of old school, kind of, to me, it feels very old. It feels outdated. I don't know how anybody, if we were in the real world and not kind of like closed off from everything else, if we would be even successful in attracting people to come here. Because it's just, it's so traditional, and I perceive it as kind of stifling, but, you know, I mean, maybe traditional is just
the I'm actually fascinated by that comment. Can you explain what does that mean by when you talk about stifling? And the reason I say that is because I've heard that from other people, and I'm just curious to know what you mean by that.
I think that, you know, it definitely has to do with what bubble I happen to be in. But when I have a boss who is a very, you know, very much into the hierarchy, I've earned my stripes, I've been here long enough, I've checked the boxes, male or female, and being sort of, you haven't put your time in yet. And so the stifling part is that there's just, I can push up something new only so far, and someone has to take it from there, because there's just too much organizational,
there's just
too many layers. You need a champion almost to help take it to do and go in another direction.
That comes from an employee at an agency that can pinpoint terrorists tens of thousands of miles away by space satellite. And that's within the Defense Department, the agency that created the stealth bomber, the internet, and nuclear energy. But obviously DoD isn't dumb. It knows it has innovators standing in its ranks screaming to be heard. This Lean-In circle is like a microcosm of what DoD has been struggling with in terms of its employees. National Security Agency Director Admiral Mike Rogers told Congress numerous times what keeps the NSA staffed is the desire to serve the nation. Many of the women in the Lean-In circle said that's why they work at the NGA too. Rogers has been pushing for organizational changes at NSA that would harness innovation. And who else is trying to promote innovation? Well, Defense Secretary Ash Carter. He's set up numerous initiatives to make DoD more innovative, to make good ideas rise to the top, and to team tech industries with the Defense Department. But some within the Defense Department are still feeling fettered by the organizational and cultural challenges. All you have to do is listen to the NGA Lean-In Circle participants to find that out. Yes, Lean-In Circles are created to talk about gender bias, but some problems discussed in Lean-In Circles transcend certain definitions. Mothers and young people are thinking about the same problems Ash Carter and Mike Rogers are. They want the government to succeed, and they're wondering what's going to happen next. Here's one Lean-In participant's thoughts about talent and DoD.
We have ideas for initiatives that can make things better. I'm thinking paid parental leave, an expansion of other benefits, things that would help attract the people that we're trying to attract. How do we get our voices heard on that? How do we get to, I know Ash Carter just came out with 6 weeks, but how do we get to Congress? How do we get to the people, the D&I, that need to hear we need to change how we're doing business if we want to actually have a diverse workforce? How do we say we need paid parental leave? You know, we need elder care leave. We need all of these other things that the private sector is now offering that we just can't compete with. Like, how do we get our voices heard on that? Because we're in this huge bureaucracy, and it's really hard when you're one voice and you talk to other people and you know it's an issue, but no one seems to want to listen.
Lean-In participants in this circle are just as worried as Ash Carter about top talent leaving government for a high-paid job at Google. But that's not the only thing they're worried about. There's the matter of productivity. Here's another lean-in discussion.
The people that aren't functioning at the levels that they should be, and they're here, you know they are. And, you know, when you're not in the government, they fire them, and then they bring in the new people. We don't do that. We can't do that here. So that just... throwing a spanner out there.
Yeah, I still don't understand. You know, after 30 years of government service, I still don't understand why we have performance awards at this event. Do your job, get paid. If you don't do your job, you get fired. We make really great paychecks
at doing what we do. It's so simple, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, so stop all this rigmarole about the chosen few who are going to get the $10,000 bonuses this year, and let's just all of us do our jobs like we're supposed to do, because we are contributing to national security and making the world a safer place, and it's just that important that we do our jobs. And if you're not doing it, then we focus on you, and you're out of here. And I'd never understood that after 30 years.
There's a sense of frustration in this lean-in circle over how the government is going to make the workforce better. They know DOD is trying, but they're not sure they're seeing results. DOD instituted lean-in circles, and at least at the NGA, they're an innovative force, a concerned group of workers, and not to mention diverse. But time will tell how far they rise to the top. In Springfield, Virginia, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.